The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
It's time to talk about another new movie with Matt Olien, our resident film reviewer here at Prairie Public. And Matt, you went to a movie. I've seen the trailer here, Hearts Beat Loud. It looks like a feel-good movie.
This is a nice independent summer film, Doug. And, you know, oftentimes we get in the summer these kind of character-driven, narrative-based independent films, not huge budgets, but have some decent actors in them. And you have to look for them and find them amidst, Jurassic World and Incredibles 2 and Ant-Man and the Wasp and all these other films, which would certainly have value. Most of them do. But I do like an occasional summer film like this. Now, this is about a single dad in Brooklyn played by Nick Offerman. Now, people know Nick from Parks and Rec as Ron Swanson, a role which I am sure he'll be associated with the rest of his life. He gets a much-deserved starring role. We sometimes see him in supporting roles. He's the dad raising a daughter played by Kiersey Clemons. She's excellent in the film. She's also a very good singer, and she's about to go to college, pre-med at UCLA. But, they live in Brooklyn. And she's also very talented with music. And he met her mother in a band years before. The mother is no longer living in the film. And this kind of passing down of music genetics is within her, but she's not really interested in it. But they start kind of mixing around and writing some songs, and the next thing you know, they have some very catchy tunes on their hands. And of course, what happens? What is the decision with her career, et cetera, et cetera? That's what the film is about. It's well done. It's touching in parts. Offerman is not only funny, as he is known for, but he's also has some very good dramatic scenes. We have nice supporting performances from Toni Collette, who is kind of his landlady. He has a record store, a vinyl record store that he's run for years, and he rents from her. Ted Danson plays his favorite bartender. He's very good in the film. Kind of like an ex-stoner who has life lessons as he dishes out life lessons from behind the bar counter.
Cheers Revisited?
Well, he's a different character than he was on Cheers, okay. For sure, but he's very good in the film. But really, it's Offerman and Clemons that drive the narrative. You get the feeling you're really watching something like a father-daughter relationship. Maybe it's a little different than real life. She's very grown up for her age. She's almost acts like the adult, telling him, "We can't afford this, Dad." He buys something for their music studio, and she's like, "We can't afford this, Dad." So she's telling him, you know, watch the pennies more so than Dad is. So Brett Haley's the director now. Brett Haley also directed I'll See You in My Dreams with Blythe Danner. She plays the grandmother in this film, and he also directed The Hero with Sam Elliott. So Brett has a past association with Jeff Schlossman from Fargo, who has entered film production. So people in Fargo are familiar with Brett's films. It kind of has that same feel. But this one, Doug, seems to have more legs, I think. I almost like this the best of those three films. It might have some more box office legs maybe than those films had. And this one just feels like it's maybe a bit better. Not that I didn't like those two films. This one just seems to have a little more gravitas to it.
Well, there's music in this film. Yes. And Nick Offerman and Kiersey Clemons do the performing as well?
They do. And some of these tunes are very catchy. She's a really good singer. He's very good as well. So it almost feels like a music video at times. But there is the human connection and the human story behind it. You know, it's not a great film, but it is a very good summer independent film. And like I said, I do think it maybe has some box office legs because a lot of people were at the film when I saw it.
Well, these are somewhat formulaic, these feel-good films.
They are.
That, you know, the scene is set, then there's some sort of obstacle that gets
yes.
in the way or some angst that develops. I assume that all transpires here.
That all transpires. It's a very much a paint-by-numbers independent film. Very typical, but it's also well done because some independent films are not well done, and you know, kind of the acting will give them away, or something in the script won't quite work. But you know, what he's got here is really first-rate actors: Toni Collette, Ted Danson, Nick Offerman, Blythe Danner, Kiersey Clemons, and that really drives the film. If you had lower tier actors, I don't know if it worked, because in an independent film, Doug, the big difference between that and a, you know, Cineplex film is A, the budget, and B, it's all character driven. There aren't special effects. It all has to be character driven. It's all on the actors and the script, basically. And it works pretty well here.
Well, it's listed as a drama with music, but yes. Nick Offerman, Ted Danson, and Toni Collette, Blythe Danner, these people have some real comic chops, too.
They do. And you know, Offerman's really the comic relief here, I would say. I mean, he's very funny in a few scenes, but he also digs deep, as I said, in some dramatic scenes. He has a really interesting scene with Toni Collette where he's kind of wondering if he should continue the record store, not continue the record store. And again, like a lot of these films do, or some of them, you have that moment of a parent where the child goes off to college. And we saw that with the Ben Stiller film last year where he was accompanying his son on some college trips. I can't recall the name of that film right now, but a lot of them kind of have that motif. Lady Bird, for example, last year with Saoirse Ronan, very similar to that. And it's that parent-child where the relationship suddenly changes. They're an adult. So how do you treat them and how do they treat you? And that's a very difficult thing to navigate. We're doing that right now with our 17-year-old. He, you know, starting to feel like he's more of a grown-up. Nope, there's still rules. So that film really hits this pretty well.
So how's it doing in the box office? Because as you mentioned, it's up against some blockbuster stuff.
Yeah, this is the kind of film that if it can do, you know, a $5, $6 million box office, I think that's a success for it. When I saw it at the Fargo Theater, there were a lot of people there. I think it's the kind of film that will play very well in large cities. And so we'll just have to keep an eye on it. But I do think it has some legs. And Nick Offerman kind of has a built-in audience through Parks and Rec, through what he does very well. He kind of brings people to the table when he's on screen.
All right. Well, it's time for an Oscar trivia question with Matt O'Lean because he likes Hearts Beat Loud. I think we're all going to that. I am at any rate. This one actually was submitted by a Prairie Public TV operations and scheduling coordinator by the name of Doug Center.
Yes.
You know him well. So here's his question. And it might, as he said, it might be too easy for Matt. Which film won Frank Sinatra an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor?
From Here to Eternity, 1953.
Okay, Doug, that took a nanosecond. We've been to the movies with Matt O'Lean.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.